Assalamu alaikum. Imagine that you have gone to a foreign country. You've never been there before. You don't know the culture, you don't know the language, you don't know the society. And it happens to be a dangerous country. And you've gone to a big city, urban area. And every time you go outside, as a foreigner, you're sending out signals that you're not even aware of to criminals, pickpockets, scamsters, con men, beggars, predators all around you. You're not aware of it because you don't understand the situation, but you're in danger and you may be preyed upon. And now you come across someone who's a local, who's from there, speaks the language, knows the culture, grew up in the society, and knows all the ins and outs. This person now becomes your guide in this dangerous environment. And they can tell you, don't go here, don't go there, be careful around this neighborhood at night, carry your wallet in this pocket or in that pocket, you know, give you all of the tips on how to survive and how to be safe, how to navigate a situation in which you have a significant disadvantage. Okay, easy to imagine, easy to see the benefit of having such a guide. That guide, in my view, is ghira. That's what ghira does. The foreigner is a woman in this world, in the dunya, because that's what the dunya is for women. It's a hostile, dangerous environment full of predators that you don't understand. You need someone who understands them, and that's your husband's ghira. So that's my understanding. Someone asked me to answer that question, or just to speak on the topic of ghira. I hope that helps. Jazakumullahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum.